A U.S. envoy is in Cuba today to kick off talks with the Cuban government. They are the first official talks in almost 40 years. Last week, President Obama directed the U.S. government to relax travel and banking restrictions, paving the way for expanded trade between the two countries. While some Cubans in the U.S. oppose the thaw in relations, one Cuban-born Seattleite welcomes the news. KUOW's Marcy Silman has more.
Last December, President Obama made an announcement that took most of the world by surprise.
Today, the United States of America is changing its relationship with the people of Cuba.
This is one of the things that you don't think is never going to happen, and all of a sudden it happens.
That's Cuban-born Pacific Northwest Ballet principal dancer Carell Cruz.
And you look to the side and you're like, is this happening right now?
One of the first things Cruz did after Obama's announcement was call his parents in Cuba.
They were happy.
Many Cubans blame a lot of their country's problems on the U.S. embargo. President Obama doesn't have the power to lift the trade embargo himself. That's something Congress has to do. But his announcement launched a spate of changes. New rules allow American citizens to use their credit cards in Cuba. U.S. travelers can also bring home Cuba's famed alcohol and tobacco products. Beyond access to great cigars and rum, though, for most Americans, the Cuban embargo is an abstract foreign relations policy. But Carell Cruz grew up under the U.S. embargo. He can remember times when he didn't have enough to eat.
It was terrible. Yeah, if I show a picture of me when I was that age, around that time, you'll recognize me. Way too skinny. Way too skinny. I look like from another country. Yeah.
Not getting enough to eat is a problem for any growing boy. It was particularly serious for Carell Cruz. As a ballet student, he needed to eat to fuel his intense physical activity. Cruz started ballet lessons at age 8 in his adopted hometown of Pinar del Rio. He moved to Havana at age 14 to train with the famed National Ballet of Cuba. Cuba's a poor country, but the arts are well-funded there and beloved by almost everyone.
Cuban citizens, they love ballet. They love ballet so much that when they go to the performance, they know the ballet steps. You have to be sharp because they know how your turns goes, you know your balance, they know everything. It's intimidating.
Actually, ballet brought Carell Cruz to the United States. He lost his job with the National Ballet of Cuba. At 6'4", Cruz was just too tall to mesh with the other dancers. A relative got him a job in Venezuela, and that dance company came on tour to the U.S.
We stopped in Baltimore one day, and then my friend and I were like, let's go to Philadelphia. And we went to the Pennsylvania Ballet to see if we can talk to somebody about auditioning.
Pennsylvania Ballet didn't have a spot for Cruz, but the company's ballet school did. And that was good news for Cruz, because the U.S. has a policy that expedites immigration for any Cuban national who steps foot on American soil. Once he enrolled, the school would help Cruz get a visa and apply for his green card. In 2002, the school arranged for him to audition with Pacific Northwest Ballet.
This country saved me. It saved me pretty much, yeah. I left Cuba because I couldn't be there, and then all of a sudden, I'm here, and I get to be where I am today.
A principal dancer, one of the stars of Pacific Northwest Ballet. In a way, Carell Cruz's journey is ironic. Unlike many of his countrymen, he never wanted to come here.
In Cuba, there was a lot of people who wanted to come to Miami. It was all about Miami, in Miami. I want to go to Miami, that's the best place in the world, and all that, you know. And that's probably why I didn't would like to come to the U.S. at all. And I was like, you know, I would go anywhere else except the U.S.
But after more than a dozen years in Seattle, the idea of going home to live in Cuba is almost unthinkable to him.
In Cuba, the citizens, they don't have access to internet, you know. They don't know what's going on outside. So all they hear is what the TV is showing you, what it's telling you about other places. And I've been there, you know. I go to Cuba, I visit my family, I sit in front of the TV, I listen to the news, and I look at my family, and I'm like, that's not true. It's not that bad.
You've been here now in this country 14 years. That's more than a third of your life. Do you feel Cuban? Do you feel American? Who are you?
That's a good question. I didn't realize how American I am until I go back to Cuba. I find myself when I go there, after 21 days. I'm ready to come back.
Pacific Northwest Ballet principal dancer Karel Cruz, a native of Cuba, speaking to KUOW's Marcy Selman. U.S. and Cuban officials hold their first official talks in more than 40 years today.